coming with me. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hello, I'm Michael Rutter. This is number 0857, the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, and it comes to you right now.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Now, it's time for an eclectic mix of interviews and some of the oddest news stories you'll ever hear. It's the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Hey there, hi there, ho there! Peter Anthony Holder here with you, and yes, this is indeed another edition of the Stuff File program, number 0857. And coming up on this edition of the Stuff File program, you'll meet Aaron Argetta, who is one of the co-founders of Bailey's CBD, which is CBD for pets. The company got started when his business partner had the idea of packaging CBD for pets.
Jay one day created a label for a CBD oil with a hemp-derived CBD with his pug Bailey on the front, who's the namesake and the mascot of our brand. And, you know, a lot of people started resonating really well with it. In 2017, we formalized the company. We started with one product, scaled it to two, three, four, etc. And we've grown into the business today as a brand that is passion-driven.
James L. Hill is the author of the short story compilation called The Moth and Other Tantalizing Tales. It features mysteries, thrillers, and science fiction stories. When he sits down to start writing, how does he know which genre the story he's about to write will be in?
The story idea tells me what type of story I'm going to write. And I immediately think, okay, this will make a good sci-fi story. Something comes along, let's say AI or something. All right, so that's naturally going to be a sci-fi story. But you could also think of it as a crime story. Maybe someone has an AI robot that they program to kill somebody. Now that becomes a crime story. It might be a little science fiction in there, but it's a whodunit, how did they do it type of thing. You program the robot to kill somebody and then erase the memory.
Mark Hartzman, the curator of WeirdHistorian.com, shares the story for January of the strange case where initially you wouldn't think that there were enough legs to go around.
The first one-legged man, he co-owned a two-seat barbershop. This was in Wiggins, Mississippi. And he co-owned it with a club-footed man. And at the back of the shop, the local justice of the peace rented space to use as his office in a courtroom. And the judge had no legs. He lost both of them in a train wreck that happened a few years earlier. So as this article continued, it described a little skirmish in a neighboring town that involved another one-legged man who then, quote, became a little unruly and assaulted a one-armed man with a three-legged stool.
And there's lots and lots of Stuff File news, dad joke theater, Sir Dudley's Poetry Corner, morning shower thoughts, and of course, an idiot of the day. The guest Slater, the person who told you this was show number 0857, was Michael Rutter, an extremely versatile actor who has been in films like The Adventures of Pluto Nash, been the voice of video games like Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, and animated television shows like Arthur. He's also a very zen dude and a really, really nice guy. Thank you very much, Michael, for doing the guest late on this edition of the Stuff File program, a show that is listener-supported, fan-funded radio that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. Well, let's get right to the stuff. A Dutch court annulled a couple's marriage this week after their April 19th, 2025 ceremony used ChatGPT written vows that lacked required legal language. The judge ruled on January 5th that the artificial intelligence-generated speech failed to meet Dutch civil code requirements. Under Article 1.67, couples must explicitly state
that they accept each other as husband and wife, and that they will faithfully fulfill all duties which the law connects to their marital status.
Instead, the officiant asked if they would keep
supporting each other, teasing each other, and embracing each other, even when life gets difficult.
And call them
a crazy couple.
The court stated the marriage certificate was erroneously recorded in the civil registry and will remove it from city records despite the couple's petition to preserve their original wedding date. Yeah. Well, you know, AI today is like the early days of computers. Don't blame the machine, blame the person using it. Remember the old adage back in the beginning of computers everywhere, which simply stated,
garbage in, garbage out.
A 10-year-old boy drove himself home from W.A. Wright Elementary School on November 14th after arguing with his mother. The incident began at around 1 p.m. when the mother left her child in the running vehicle to drop off paperwork inside the school. Police say a witness saw the car backed out recklessly, nearly hit another car, jump a curb, and speed off. Officers found the vehicle parked in the family's garage approximately 1 mile from the school. The boy told police he drove home following a disagreement with his mom. During the investigation, authorities discovered the father had an outstanding warrant for theft of property, wire fraud, and arrested him without incident. Ah, the crimes of a 10-year-old shined a spotlight on his dad's crimes. Who says the family business can no longer be generational? A black and white goat has joined at least 4 vervet monkeys roaming loose in St. Louis, Missouri. The St. Louis Department of Health reported the goat was spotted wandering the same area where the monkeys appeared over last weekend. Authorities continue investigating the animal's origins and request public assistance with information about where they came from. Health Department spokesperson Willie Springer said artificial intelligence-generated photos shared on social media are hampering search efforts. Said Springer, "It's been a lot in regard to AI and what's genuine and what's not. People are just having fun. Like, I don't think anyone means harm." Said some local residents like Perian Perry.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a viral joke that was going on. But when I just passed by, you guys asked me about a monkey and a goat. And I'm sitting here like, wow, this who opened the Jumanji book? What's going on right now?
At press time, officials are still working to locate and capture all the animals while sorting through genuine sightings versus fake AI-created images circulating online. Meanwhile, residents in the area should heed the warning of one of their neighbors.
Make sure your door's locked because the monkeys are loose.
Well, has the U.S. government considered bringing in ICE to round them up? And finally, in this section of Stuff File News, before we get to our first guest here in this edition of the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder, a bear has broken into Glade's Homemade Candies in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, for the 4th time. The 35-year-old candy store posted on Facebook on January 9th that, quote, "a bear has ravaged our beloved candy shop for the 4th time. Let us join hands in prayer that it is safely captured." What, are they going to put it up on a cross? Anyway, the store added, "This persistent bear is a challenge we urgently need to overcome." Photos show a broken glass door, overturned baking trays, and scattered dough and sweets. The shop has taken precautions, including securing doors and using bear-proof dumpsters. Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency placed electric mats for 3 days, but the bear returned after they were removed. The agency says bears emerge from winter dens seeking food when natural sources are scarce. Well, maybe if you just ask the bear what it wants, then it wouldn't have to go and trash the place multiple times.
I'd like a tourist-type picnic basket full of goodies.
And let's get to our first guest here on this edition of the Stuff File program, shall we? Aaron Argueta is the co-founder and CMO of Bailey's CBD. It's a company that has several CBD products that are geared to your pets. Aaron joins us from Long Beach, California via riverside.com. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, pleasure to connect. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on the program. How long has this company been in existence and how did it begin?
We were established in 2017. Early concept was developed in 2016. And yeah, we've been around for 9+ years now. We started with the background, my business partner, Jay, who's the CEO, and myself, we both had, you know, some experience in the medical cannabis in California. We were both musicians and many years ago, we met playing music together. And over time, with our experience and interests, we ended up finding a niche opportunity to develop hemp-derived supplements specifically catered to animals such as dogs, cats, and horses here in the United States under the Farm Bill. There's originally a Farm Bill of 2014, and then it was federally legalized hemp as the Farm Bill of 2018. And so in 2016, my business partner, Jay, had a medical cannabis delivery service where he was, you know, helping patients that a lot of patients that were dealing with autoimmune or life-threatening conditions such as cancer, lupus, etc., and utilizing high CBD extracts. You know, a lot of these customers would find relief, and inevitably, a lot of them would end up, you know, asking like, hey, you know, my pets have an autoimmune condition, or my pet's dealing with cancer, my pet is dealing with these things. I would like to try a high CBD product like the one that you know, you were providing for me. So Jay one day created a label for a CBD oil, hemp-derived CBD, with his pug Bailey on the front, who's the namesake and the mascot of our brand. And, you know, a lot of people started resonating really well with it. So in 2017, we formalized the company. We started with one product, scaled it to 2, 3, 4, et cetera. And we've grown into the business today as a brand that is passion driven. And we ultimately, you know, wanted to make a product that would serve pets specifically, seeing a need out of the industry early on where everybody was making hemp CBD product lines, and they would have everything under the sun from gummies, smokables like vapes and pre-rolls and drinks, powders, and all these different products. And then they might have one or two products for pets. We saw the opportunity to double down and to create a pet-focused hemp CBD brand. And honestly, the pet industry is so awesome. It's a high growth industry and the people in it are just so warm and welcoming and awesome. And everybody wants to help their pets first and foremost. So we definitely saw an awesome opportunity to delve into that niche.
When you first started the company, did you confer with any experts like veterinarians to formulate what it was you were making?
Yeah, actually in 2017, we connected and met with Dr. Robert J. Silver, DVM, who is a holistic veterinarian based out of Boulder, Colorado. He has now 40+ years of experience in holistic health and wellness for pets. He's definitely been a leading voice for cannabis for pets in the United States. He saw our mission early on. He saw that we were, you know, very passionate about what we were doing, and he became our chief veterinary officer. So early on, he helped us develop our formulas and to ensure that, you know, what we were doing was in alignment with a veterinary expert such as himself. So yeah, Dr. Silver has been an awesome part of our team now for, going on 9 years.
And when you first started this, did you have much competition or were you pioneers in this particular industry?
We definitely were in the pioneer group. There were only a couple of brands emerging around the same time that we were emerging. There was maybe one brand that started before us that we know. Going back, we were definitely in the first group of brands that were focusing on pet CBD specifically. In 2019, we saw the height of it where everybody, after the Farm Bill 2018 passed in the United States, it seemed like everybody that had money and a brand or access to capital wanted to jump into the space and capitalize on it. So at the Super Zoo Pet B2B Pet Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2019, we saw the height of maybe you know, 250 plus pet CBD brands at this expo. And we're talking about a lot of celebrity brands and companies such as Martha Stewart, who had a popularized CBD brand, and it was actually funded by a capital group in Canada. And then, he saw things like Elvis Presley and his family developing supplements and product lines, including CBD under their Hound Dog brand. And, he saw things like Willie Nelson create a hemp CBD brand and make, every product under the sun, including pet CBD. And unfortunately, through the enclave of this industry growing and the realities of the industries taking place, there has been a massive consolidation where I would say we're now one of maybe 15 prominent pet CBD brands that have been around for as long as we have now. And, we've been rolling through the punches and making a name for ourselves organically with the vision of having a long-term household name brand in the industry.
You have many products on the market. What's the most popular? In other words, what is the thing that pet owners want to take care of the most?
We have two product lines that really resonate with what we saw early on as being the main points of interest with pet CBD. We have a calming product line, including calming CBD oil for dogs and calming CBD yummies with compounded active ingredients such as chamomile, valerian root, passion flower, and L-theanine, and our hip and joint formulas, which we do in a soft chewable and a CBD oil format as well, have compounded active ingredients like turmeric, green lip muscle, MSM, glucosamine, which are, a little bit more guided for mobility function support and hip and joint health. Those two things, were obviously the most pressing concerns that we saw from pet parents. Either they wanted to help their pets feel more relaxed and calm, or their pets were either older or dealing with some sort of hip and joint health concerns, and they wanted to utilize CBD for those concerns. So early on, we developed product lines specific for those concerns with compounded ingredients. That way we can, narrow down specifically and meet customers with where the needs were that they were looking for.
We are here in Canada, and yes, CBD for pets is legal in Canada under the Cannabis Act, but it's heavily regulated and it can be sold. The hemp-derived CBD can be sold, but there is no Health Canada approved veterinary drugs for pets, meaning that it's marketed its marketing rather is unregulated and is often mislabeled, and veterinarians cannot legally prescribe them. Now, what is the situation in the United States vis-a-vis the government as far as CBD for pets is concerned?
Yeah, so CBD falls under the supplement category for animals, and really there's two main organizations that oversee specific things for animals. We got AFCO, which overlooks feed and food items for animals. And then we have the FDA, which oversees and regulates drug production and distribution for animals. Supplements are regulated under an independent agency called the NASC, National Animal Supplement Council. And early on, actually, we started self-regulating ourselves through the guise of all this by we have a putting a QR code and a lot number on every single one of our products that links to a page where you can verify the lab content results. So we independently third-party lab test every batch of our products, and we provide transparency on that lab testing per batch. That way you can verify the contents of what's inside of your product by the milligram. And in recent years, we've expanded that to also include heavy metals, pesticides, residual solvents, and mycotoxin testing. That way we know that our product on a per batch basis is clean and the active ingredients and the cannabinoids that we label on them are actually in the product. But yeah, the NASC regulates supplements, and they were really only developed in the 1990s. We have been on the forefront of manufacturing in an NASC regulated facility for many years now. And it's been a process with getting CBD approved with NASC, and we're actually now finally in the process of acquiring our own NASC certification and seal for our products. which we've been, you know, working through the process over the past few months. It is a tedious process, but, you know, it's worthwhile. And you know, like I said earlier, our brand's not going anywhere. We definitely are going to be a long-term household name. So it's an exciting process to go through.
When it comes to CBD oils for dogs, it's a calming effect. And when dogs deal with fireworks, which we can have on New Year's Eve or in your country, the 4th of July, in our country, Canada Day. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's actually been one of our, you know, selling points over the years. And that's been a very popular time for us throughout the year here at the 4th of July in the United States. And with New Year's Eve, and a lot of animals, you know, they don't know how to discern what a firework is. So they become very scared, anxious, and a lot of pet owners have, you know, become more educated about the calming effects of CBD and relied and turned to products like Bailey's CBD. So we do have the calming CBD oil and calming CBD yummy soft chews that we developed specifically with other compound ingredients to help, you know, soothe our pets. And through the labeling and marketing of those product lines, we really help resonate specifically with where customers are and what their objective is. So, you know, if they are looking for some, you know, stress relief, whether it even it be fireworks or travel stress, separation stress, you know, going to the vet for a vet visit or for the groomers. A lot of times our pets become inundated with this stress, and the natural calming effect of CBD and these other active ingredients definitely helps keep our pets at ease and a little more comfortable. So, you know, that's definitely been our most popular item, the calming formulas. And those definitely have given us those boosts around those times of years where stores, they stock up heavily on our products, and our website, you know, hits record numbers every year for these holidays because people are specifically looking for CBD to help their pets through these times.
And speaking about where your customers are, can you order Bailey's CBD in Canada?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a bit tricky. Unfortunately, the customs process in Canada can take anywhere from 1 to 4+ weeks. When you're shipping CBD from the United States to Canada, it definitely is a lengthy process. We do have an international checkout for Canadian customers on our website. It's just, you know, we do forewarn on the shipping selection that it is possibly going to take 1 to 4+ weeks to pass through customs clearance. It's a part of shipping internationally with CBD. It definitely can take a little longer than expected. And we do have some amazing customers in Canada. We've had amazing testimonials from customers in Canada. And, and oftentimes we get customers that will spend 3, 4, 5x more than United States customers because they want to stock up on it and they believe heavily in the quality of what we deliver. So yeah, we sure do ship to Canada. It does take a little longer than if we were shipping within the United States. However, for the quality of our products, I will say it is worthwhile. And a lot of our customers have found it worthwhile. As long as you can, you know, stick with us through the customs clearance process.
Well, congratulations on the success of Bailey's CBD. And thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Aaron Argueta, the co-founder and CMO of Bailey's CBD. You can go to our website at thestufffile.com. Check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0857. And you'll find the link to Bailey's CBD website. You're listening to the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Why did the octopus blush? Because he saw the ocean's bottom.
Join us again for another Stuff File program, Dad Joke Theater.
There's still more guests, more news, and an idiot of the day coming your way on the Stuff File program. Stay tuned. The Stuff File program is a listener-supported, fan-funded radio show that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. Sign up and find out about our rewards program. Being a patron doesn't have to be a long-term commitment. There's absolutely no obligation. You could join today and end whenever you'd like, but the time we have your support would be so greatly appreciated. We'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show and even your ideas for rewards. Join us for the ride. Join us at patreon.com/thestufffileprogram.
In my heart, I'm standing for Canada. Hi, this is Rick Hansen. As the man in motion and through my foundation, I try every day to demonstrate the limitless potential of people with disabilities. You know, it's amazing what we can do if we do it together, including protecting Canadian jobs and supporting Canadian businesses. Shop as if your country depends on it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
You're listening to the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. The best thing since sliced bread. No loafing here.
And still to come on the program, we will have James L. Hill, the author of The Moth and Other Tantalizing Tales. Plus, Mark Hartzman, the curator of WeirdHistorian.com, is back on the program with the weird story for the month of January. And we have Sir Dudley's Poetry Corner, Morning Shower Thoughts, An Idiot of the Day, and of course, much more Stuff File News right here, right now. Police arrested Ariana Moss on misdemeanor charges for stealing a colleague's Stanley tumbler from a Largo, Florida recreation center on December 29th. Video surveillance captured Moss repeatedly examining the 40-ounce light blue cup before concealing it in her lunchbox at Highland Recreation Center. According to the arrest report, Moss had observed the 22-year-old victim drinking from the $60 Stanley cup throughout the day during multiple interactions. A witness told investigators that Moss pointed to the cup on an office cabinet and stated, "This cup would be great to hold my breast milk." Okay. The supervisor quit her position 3 days after the incident and remained unreachable until her Sunday arrest. Moss was booked into county jail and released after her husband posted a $150 bond. Gee, they could have bought two Stanley Cups for that and still have $30 left over, but I digress. I bet Ariana is crying over spilt milk. And you know, those Stanley Thermos cups have become pretty popular recently. It seems that everybody has one.
Stanley, built for life.
Not if it gets stolen. Also, maybe they can boost their sales even more if they change their commercial tagline to "Best Place to Store Breast Milk." A Utah man named Michael Grant Robinson faces federal charges after robbing a Wells Fargo bank on January the 12th and using the stolen money to tip a waiter. Robinson entered the bank at around 1 p.m., handed a teller a note reading, "I got a weapon and I need $1,000. He displayed what appeared to be a knife handle under his jacket, though the teller believed it was a gun. After receiving $140, Robinson walked to a nearby Mexican restaurant where he ordered a meal for $19.53. Police say Robinson left the remainder of the money that he obtained from the bank as a tip to the waiter that served him. Officers arrested Robinson shortly after identifying him by his distinctive face, neck, and head tattoos. You know, it seems that this guy just wanted a meal, and sadly, he's about to get them on a regular basis, and he's not going to have to tip anyone. And finally, in this section of Stuff File News, McDonald's is fighting a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Illinois. According to the lawyers who filed on behalf of the four plaintiffs, despite its name and distinctive shape, its meat patty has been deliberately crafted to resemble a rack of pork ribs.
What'd you say this was again?
McDonald's calls it the McRib sandwich.
The McRib does not contain any actual pork rib meat at all. Instead, the suit claims, McDonald's used lower grade parts like pork shoulder, heart, tripe, and scalded stomach in its patties. However, in their very first commercial back in 1981, McDonald's clearly stated,
McRib is all meat, lean pork that's grilled and simmered in a hickory smoke flavored barbecue sauce, and put on a home style roll with pickles and onions.
I fail to see the problem here. The suit asks for McDonald's to be ordered to desist from further deceptive naming, marketing, and advertising practices with respect to the McRib. The chain claims it isn't being deceptive. They said in a statement, "Our fan favorite McRib sandwich is made with 100% pork sourced from farmers and suppliers across the U.S. We've always been transparent about our ingredients."